With the midterm elections now in the rearview mirror, Jacksonville's city election is already heating up ahead of next spring. The first candidate to announce he's challenging incumbent mayor Lenny Curry is Republican Jimmy Hill. Atlantic Beach resident Jimmy Hill says he's running because the current administration has run amok. The mayor, he says, isn't adequately addressing crime and is making backdoor business deals. Hill, who previously served on the Atlantic Beach City Council, says running for the Jacksonville City Council was out of the question for him.
We uniquely have a form of government where good leadership can do great things. Bad leadership can do really bad things because of the power that that position wields. And I think I can do a better job, and I think I'm better suited to do it than the person that's doing it today.
One of his top policy priorities is opposing the sale of the JEA. Hill says he's concerned about what he sees as a lack of transparency, like in the selection of JEA's next CEO.
All of government's business absolutely has to happen in the light of day. It has to be under the light of public scrutiny, and that is not happening now. It is not the way business is happening.
Hill is the only candidate to announce a mayoral campaign, but City Council members Garrett Dennis and Anna Lopez Brochet have hinted they're considering runs against Curry as well. To appear on the ballot, mayoral candidates can pay a filing fee or get 6,000 petition signatures by December 10th. That's the method Hill is attempting. The qualifying period for the city elections is in January. Abukar Adan, 89.9 WJCT News.